Dictation for Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, Mullet, M-U-L-L-E-T, November 10, 69. Address as a letter to Dr. Freestone, F-R-E-E-S-T-O-N-E, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Freestone, follow up for Mr. Mullet with advanced renal failure. Since the last visit, February, he was admitted at Sparrow in Lansing from February 14 to March the 1st. He presented to cardiology with symptoms of CHF exacerbation, was placed on Lasix drip and milrinone, M-I-L-R-I-N-O-N-E, successfully fluid removal from 205 pounds to 173 with improvement of shortness of breath, edema, and scrotal edema. Did have a Foley catheter traumatic with some degree of hematuria that resolves after catheter remove. Did not require blood transfusion or dialysis. A number of medications were adjusted. Presently off Entresto, E-N-T-R-E-S-T-O, Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, and potassium pills. He comes accompanied with a mother. He's supposed to be doing salt and fluid restriction. Appetite is fair. Isolated nausea, vomiting without bleeding. In between normal. Some loose stools, but no blood melena. Denies decrease in urination or recurrence of hematuria. Denies active claudication symptoms. Presently no edema or ulcers. He smokes one pack per day, has a chronic cough, and no purulent material hemoptysis, uses inhalers, no CPAP machine, uses Axing at 24 hours, 2 liters, no pleuritic discomfort, syncope, chest pain palpitations, multiple falls, some of these from tripping. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, the most updated medications. Include acetazolamide, A-C-E-T-A-Z-O-L-A-M-I-D-E. Metoprolol, Demadex, anticoagulation Eliquis, inhalers, next paragraph, pressing weight 167, blood pressure on the left side at 108.70, COPD abnormalities, but distant clear. Defibrillator on the left upper chest, no pericardial wrap, an increase of S2 with probably a split S2. There is moderate amount of ascites, but no peritonitis signs. 2 plus edema below the knees. No gross focal deficits. At the hospital, echocardiogram ejection fraction in the 30-35%, right ventricular decreased ejection fraction and mildly dilated, enlargement of both atria. Moderate tricuspid regurgitation. a kidney ultrasound, 9.2 on the right, 8.4 on the left. No evidence of obstruction. He has liver cirrhosis and ascites. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistry, few days ago, present creatinine 1.8, representing a GFR of 44 stage 3, potassium in the low side 3.4, a normal sodium acid base, a normal albumin, calcium low normal, phosphorus mild elevated 4.8, PTH at 85, anemia 9 with a low platelet count 103, normal white blood cells, low lymphocytes. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent CHF decompensation, successfully treated with diuretics, medications were adjusted, presently off Entresto and off potassium, off Jardiance, continuous salt fluid restriction, monitor daily weights, monitor blood pressure at home. There is no indication for dialysis at this point in time. Next number, bilateral small kidneys without obstruction or urinary retention. Next number, smoker COPD. Next number, biventricular heart failure. Next number, liver cirrhosis, ascites, portal hypertension. Next number, anemia and thrombocytopenia likely related to liver cirrhosis. I have no imaging in terms of the size of the spleen, but I will not be surprised if there is an enlargement of the spleen and hypersplenism. Next number, defibrillator on the left side. In the hospital, a brief episode of non-sustained VTAC did not require defibrillator. Next number, comments. Dialysis is done for a person's GFR less than 15 with symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or uncontrolled volume overload that do not respond to salt fluid restriction on medications. We will keep an eye on potassium for further adjustment. We will keep an eye on anemia for potential EPO treatment. Iron studies needs to be updated. It does have mild degree of secondary hyperparathyroidism, but at this moment does not require vitamin D125. There is an upper acceptable level of phosphorus in a non-dialysis person, 4.8. We will monitor. He will do chemistry in a regular basis and plan to see him back on the next 3 months or early as needed. He will continue physical therapy, occupational therapy, and visiting nurses at home and follow with the other providers. He has two special needs twins, 9 years old, a boy and a girl, which is the reason why he needs to continue to be as healthy as possible. Also has an older daughter at 20 years old. All issues discussed at length. This was a prolonged visit requiring reviewing of extensive records and multiple issues discussed in the office. End of dictation.